Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Here's a story about Pauline Fried. Pauline, that's her maiden name. She's now, believe it or not, she was Fried and she's now Mrs. Bacon. Couldn't make this stuff up. She's married to Maxwell, Mr. Maxwell Bacon. But they were living in Sweden, and there are very strict rules in Sweden about the christening of your child or the naming of your child. And you can't use, for example, you can't use a name like, you can't call the child Stockholm or Paris. You know, if it's a thing, you can't call the child that name. And they wanted to call the child Smokey. Can you believe it? Like, there are people that have a nail level in Egyptry, and Pauline and Maxwell sound like as if they've got the certificates. They wanted to call their child Smokey Bacon, and she's previously Fried Bacon. Are we making this up or is this real? It is real. Let me speak to Helen McClements about this. Helen from the Sarwee blog. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I've never heard the like.
Some people do call their children daft names, but that has to be an award winner.
It is indeed, but the worst of it is they're planning on having more and calling one of them Maple and the other one Crispy. And they're particularly thrilled with Crispy because it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy. I mean, I just think these folk need locked up. Like, I think, honestly, if you have a child, give the kid a fighting chance. And in the longer interview, the girl said, yes, family members in the past had been bullied because of their name. And that was just being called Bacon. And they have gone and compounded this issue by giving it a name like Smokey. I just think it's absolutely appalling. But they're not the first. I mean, if you look at Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, I mean, those names, you can't get much more generic, I suppose, than Chris Martin. But they have, do you remember, Frank, Apple and then Moses? I mean, Apple. I mean, for flip's sake, imagine running around called Apple.
Is the child's surname Martin?
I don't know if they've doubled it up. Maybe they've gone double-barreled with Paltrow Martin. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But Apple Martin. I mean, I suppose I can't talk because...
Well, Apple's not as bad as Crispy Bacon. I've got a feeling there might be apples listening to this programme.
Are there? Well, I would love to
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
I would be really interested to know if they enjoy, you know, if it's something that has brought them happiness being called Apple. And if that is the case, I will close my mouth. But the reason I've brought up the fruit theme is that, as you know, my surname is McClements. I didn't change my name whenever I got married. But I always thought Clementine was a beautiful name. And just before we had our girls, we'd been over at the Edinburgh Festival and there had been a one-woman show called My Darling Clementine, and it was about Winston Churchill's wife, and it was so, so good.
Let me stop you there. I've spent my whole life believing it's Clementine.
But I honestly don't know. I've always pronounced it Clementine. I've heard both. But in the song... It's My Darling Clementine.
It was the song that was sung by Peter Brook so controversially on The Late Late Show, wasn't it? When he shouldn't have been singing after the tragedy that had happened in Northern Ireland. He sang that, My Darling Clementine, with Gay Byrne. I'm nearly sure. I mean, I'm going back into the mists of time here, but I'm nearly sure that I'm right on that.
Well, I think it can be both, because there's definitely Clementine, but I have always thought of Clementine. Do you know who's going to be listening to this? My mother. And she will say, would you ever do your research before you go on the air? But you can pronounce it, I think, either way, because I want a Clementine anyway. And Stevie was having none of it, because, as you know, my husband's from the Falls Road, so he wasn't going to be running around calling somebody after Winston Churchill's wife. He had no interest.
I didn't know your husband was from the Falls Road. You see, you learn something every day. I didn't know
yes.
that.
Yes. Oh, we're a cross community couple. Anyway, so there was himself, but I said to my friend that I was very keen on this name. That's my friend who's Spanish, and she said, "Oh my goodness, you cannot possibly call your child after a fruit."
And what said, nationality is she?
He's my Venezuelan friend. He lives in Barcelona. She's very forthright, Frank.
Yeah.
Very forthright.
I'm just glad she's not Chinese or Indian, because, you know, let's stick to leaving the accents on the sideline.
Well, she's very, Risa, you know, will tell you. If she thinks you have a bad idea, so I was never going to get away with Clementine. And then there's the other thing of calling children, you know, like the Beckhams from wherever the child was conceived. So they've got Brooklyn, and that really interested me, because I think if they had been trying to have Brooklyn in Sweden, then they wouldn't have been allowed to, because you're not allowed to name a child after a place. So he would have had to have been called something else.
Yeah, because they wasn't it. Was it because the child was conceived in Brooklyn, or he was looking out the window and he saw Brooklyn Bridge when the two of them were entwined under the sheets?
I have a feeling it's because it was conceived in Brooklyn. But, you know, you could take all sorts of, you could have all sorts of names. You could have children called Aya Napa and all sorts then. And I've heard, when we're chatting about that, of children called things like IKEA, because their parents just love that store. Could you imagine IKEA as your child?
This is probably why the Swedish passed the rule. Everyone probably wanted to be called IKEA, and they said, "No, we're not having any of that." There's a great story about the Native American chief who was asked by one of the young braves about how he named his sons. And I'm not going to do any accents to the disadvantage of the Native Americans, but he did ask, he said, how were we named? And the chief said, "Well, when I looked out the wigwam when you were born, I called you after what I first saw. So our first son, I saw the Raging River. That's why he's called Raging River. And my second son, I saw the setting sun. That's why he's called the Setting Sun." Now, I'm going to sanitize this. He said, "Why big dog barking, are you asking?" I know, there's a much ruder version of that. But
Frank, I think you need a spot in the Empire on a Friday night, or whatever their comedy night is. I think you should be up there. You're wasted in daytime radio.
Totally wasted, absolutely. I'm going to be on that stage soon, the next stage. But I have to say, there are people who, we sometimes play requests for them on this programme, who call their children the absolute strangest of names.
Well, I think, it's a difficult enough world for children. You have the social media, the nightmare of that for them to navigate. And that's before we think about climate change and, you know, nuclear Armageddon and all the rest. But they don't need any other worries. Whenever you send a child out into the world, at least make the name something easy enough. I was just actually texted Robert and said, "Wouldn't it be great to have a boy named Sue on the air after this?" Because that's that brilliant Johnny Cash song. And the daddy says he's deliberately called him Sue because he knew he was going to have a hard time growing up without a daddy. It's a great tune. And so he thought he'd have to, coming from the school of hard knocks, if he was called Sue, he would have to learn to fight his corner.
So you're a bit tough, Helen. You know, I have to say, see, all this belongs to the past. I'm a sanitized man. I'm from the snowflake generation. You know, I'm protecting everyone and how they feel offended at whatever, I suppose, disadvantage is pointed in their direction. But You are right in relation to the brilliance of the song. But what's going through my mind at the minute is I'm just thinking about, you know, people who have no choice. Like, you know, for example, Campbells. Anyone called Campbell, there's always a soupy in the family, isn't there? If you're Crawford, you're going to be known as Biscuit. At least certainly when I was hanging about and knew you. A couple of friends with the surname, you know, they were known as the Bicky Crawfords. And, you know, there are many others like that, which there's a cruelty in it, isn't there, that you can't escape from it. Like, give me a Murphy that isn't a spud.
I know, but to me, those are all kind of gentle, you know, as gentle. At least there's a decent actual name at the bottom of it. But I did want to call my children slightly out their names. But then one of the reasons I didn't was, Stevie put his foot firmly down. But I studied classics whenever I was at Queen's, as well as English and French. And I was really interested in the Greeks. And I loved the name Ariadne. And I loved Persephone. And I thought those were two brilliant names.
What are the two names again?
Persephone. Well, Ariadne, but poor old Ariadne didn't have an easy time. She was helped Theseus in the myth about the Minotaur, and he was meant to take her away with him, and he forgot about her, left her stranded on an island. So it's not maybe nice to call somebody after someone who was abandoned by their lover. And the other one then is Persephone, who was down in the underworld. But written down, Frank, Persephone looks like Persephone because the E is silent. Mm. And I once taught a gorgeous child called Persephone. Oh, she was absolutely delightful. And I said, I love your name. I wanted it for my daughter. And she says, oh, miss, no one can ever pronounce it. Every single teacher calls me Persephone, even after I tell them, and particularly new teachers, sub-teachers, Persephone. It's a bit like Penelope, you know, that E at the end. But so I wasn't allowed away with either of those. And another Greek god...
But Persephone sounds a wee bit, if you don't mind me saying, and I hope your student doesn't mind me saying this, it sounds a wee bit like an ailment, like something you would get ointment for.
Oh, no! A good dose of Persephone? I don't think that sounds right at all. I think it's a beautiful name. She actually got Seth for short, which I thought was nice, Seth. But it's nowhere near as nice as Persephone. And then there's another name, Hebe.
And Hebe.
Hebe.
So
Hebe.
She's going to get Jebe.
Well. Yes, well, that's exactly what himself said. He said, talk a bit of sense, Helen, for flip's sake. We're not having a child running around called Hebe Jebes. So I said yes, and I acquiesced, and we went for two much more normal names. So do you think life's hard enough? And if you don't, you don't want to always have to spell your name. And I know that happens a lot. And of course, people should have whatever name they want. But it does add that little bit of difficulty every day if you're always... And Irish people know that. Whenever they go to London and they say their names are Kiva and Aoife, you know, they're used to that. And they do say, look, it gets really quite tiresome having to do that all the time. And I totally appreciate that and how irritating that could be to always have to sort of justify your name and spell it for people.
Yeah, there's a great meme going around about my name is Siobhan or Kiva or... Saoirse, and it's as if they're going to the coffee shop. If you need to see it to see how funny it is, but the baristas can never write their name on the side of the coffee cup, so it is a pretty good tune, pretty cleverly done, and it's all over social media if you want to check it out. But you know, Helen is probably as boring as you can get, but it's safe and it's lovely. If you had it a bit of class, they would have called you Helena, which is, I think, you know, something that gives an added vim to a boring old Helen. And as for me, I was Francis in the early days and transferred it to Frank because it has much more kudos to it. So you're happy enough with boring old Helen, yeah?
I don't think it's boring at all. I think it's lovely. I just wished up I lived up to Helen of Troy, you know, the beautiful Helen. I think I might need to go and get the old Botox now that we have discussed. Before.
There's nothing wrong with a Helen.
See you, Frank.
Nothing wrong with a Helen. Thank you. Thank you.
Lovely to chat. Bye-bye.
It is a lovely day. One of my lovely nieces is called Helen. Right, 02890 333 105 077 66 105 105.